Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top stories you need to know about right now. According to the AFP, Brazilian physicist Marcelo Gleiser was awarded the annual Templeton Prize on Tuesday, a prize which recognizes outstanding contributions to affirming life's spiritual dimension. As an agnostic, he doesn't believe in God. But Gleiser refuses to write off the possibility of God's existence completely. In response to the question, "What do you think of people who believe that the earth was created in 7 days?" Gleiser said, "They position science as the enemy because they have a very antiquated way of thinking about science and religion, in which all sciences try to kill God. Science does not kill God." According to the Religion News Service, dozens of Jews gathered outside the New Zealand embassy in Tel Aviv Sunday night for a somber candlelight vigil to commemorate the victims of the March 15th mass shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. "We are a small bright light at the end of a dark tunnel," Sheikh Abdallah Nimir Badr said of the event, which was organized by Tag Mir, an all-volunteer Jewish organization dedicated to ending extremist violence in Israel, in collaboration with local Muslim leaders and Israeli Arab college students at Al-Qassami Academy. "We must eradicate this sort of behavior if we are going to live in peace. I hope one day we will be able to walk in the streets feeling safe and free of fear," he said. According to the Associated Press, reigning world and Olympic all-around gymnastics champion Simone Biles started off 2019 the same way she ended 2018, atop the podium. Biles looks rusty in her first competition since winning world championships last fall, but easily won her 2019 debut at the DTB Pokal World Cup on Sunday. The 22-year-old posted an all-around score of 58.800, more than 3.5 points clear of runner-up Anna Patarariu of Canada and third-place finisher Elizabeth Seitz of Germany. According to the Chicago Tribune, Chance the Rapper is officially a married man. The musician took to Twitter to gush about his new life as a married man, presenting the Bennetts in a tweet featuring four photos from his March 9th wedding to longtime girlfriend Kirsten Corley. While the pair married earlier in a civil ceremony in Cook County in December of 2018, Saturday's ceremony and reception at the Pelican Hill Resort in Newport Beach, California, as reported by E, included vows recommitted in front of 150 family members and friends on a rotunda overlooking the ocean. The couple shares a 3-year-old daughter, Kensley, and announced that they are expecting their second child. According to CBS Sports, Bryce Harper may have made history by getting baseball's biggest contract from the Philadelphia Phillies in February, but Mike Trout now has the biggest contracts in all of professional sports. Weeks after Harper inked a then-record $330 million deal, his fellow star outfielder has taken the cake in terms of big-money deals, landing a 12-year extension with the LA Angels, reportedly worth more than $430 million. The 7-time All-Star would have been an even more unprecedented free agent in 2020 than Harper, and new San Diego Padres infielder Manny Machado were this past offseason, but now Trout is set to potentially finish his career in LA. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you, He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is as good a day as any to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.